views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. I always look forward to these days so I can share some information with you. I want to remind you that you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope you'll stay with me this hour because since October is Breast Health Awareness Month, I'm spending a lot of time on breast health. And today we're going to be talking about a subject that's really near and dear to my heart, and that is how your breast and your lymphatic system are combined. I know there's not very much information out in the world about your lymphatic system, and because your lymphatic system is your immune system, it has some amazing qualities. I wanted to spend a little time talking to you about that today, as well as your overall connection between your lymphatic system and your breast tissue. And so I am really excited to be sharing this with you today, and I want to remind you that if you are listening live, you can call in at 800-930-2819 to ask questions, and I'll be sure to answer them live on the air. Or if it's not convenient for you to get to a phone and you're listening on Transformation Talk Radio, you can see that little box over on the right-hand side of your computer screen. Instant message me, and I will answer your questions. I have had a few questions already pre-emailed to me about this topic today, so I'll be sure and cover those as well. Now, October is Breast Health Awareness Month, and last week I tied together all of the past broadcasts regarding toxic chemicals and how they contribute to poor breast health and even cancer. And then I shared with you three really super ways to improve your breast health as well as the health of the rest of your body by including pomegranates, flax seeds, and coconut kefir to your diet. So today I'm going to take a little time and explain your whole lymphatic system. I know that most of you have probably heard about someone who has breast cancer or even another type of cancer that was found in lymph nodes, and you may be wondering about that connection or why it would show up in your lymph nodes, or maybe that your lymphatic, you might even have the idea that your lymphatic system is kind of a bad guy. So I want to really fill you in on just how your lymphatic system actually works to protect you from cancer as well as bacterial and viral infections. And then I'm going to share with you some of my favorite super practical tips on either regaining or maintaining a super healthy lymphatic system. So if this is a really interesting topic to you, I think you're going to find this one pretty enlightening. If you don't know much about the lymphatic system and you are at your computer, I'm going to invite you to go to my blog page at www.omgallergyfree.com. Again, that's www.omgallergyfree.com. Because there you'll see that I posted some illustrations today that will help you understand a little bit more about exactly how involved your lymphatic system is in all the tissues throughout your body. You know what they say, a picture's worth a thousand words. But of course, on radio, I only get to talk. I don't get to show you pictures. So this was kind of my compromise solution. So again, you can go to omgallergyfree.com to get those illustrations. So I want to explain that your lymphatic system is a complicated system that runs throughout your body. And there are several parts and pieces to your lymphatic system. And I want to explain that your lymphatic system, a lot of people think that it's part of your immune system, but it's actually the opposite. Your lymphatic system is your immune system. And so as your immune system, it contains these different parts. It has little vessels. Some of them are as small, as tiny as a human hair. And others are big, like major blood vessels. And then it has nodes. So these nodes, I know that you've, probably felt them on yourself or your kid, swollen nodes under your jawline or in your armpits. Those kinds of things are lymph nodes, and I'll explain their significance later. In addition to vessels and nodes, your thymus, which is kind of halfway between your throat and the center of your breastbone, would be your thymus. That produces T lymph cells or T lymphocytes, as well as a few other immune-busting organisms. Then your spleen, which is responsible for part of your immune system. Your bone marrow, where white blood cells are produced. Your tonsils, and then something called Peyer's patches. These little Peyer's patches are kind of like lymph nodes, but they're little nodes or little patches that appear all around your small intestine. And in a bit, you'll understand why those are so important. So you can see that it's got more than just lymph nodes and lymph vessels. And you might or you may not know that your lymphatic system has somewhere between 6 and 10 times more fluid in it than your venous system does. So 6 to 10 times more lymphatic fluid than blood in your body. But there's no central pumping organ like the heart to make sure that lymph moves throughout all these vessels. It requires movement, requires that we move our bodies, that we, just during certain metabolic processes like breathing or moving, any of those kinds of things, your heart pumping, your blood moving through the vessels, that actually helps stimulate lymphatic movement as well. And because your lymphatic system is because your cells are more likely to have direct contact with lymphatic fluid than blood, it's very important that we keep that whole lymphatic system moving along. It's a huge entire network that runs throughout your entire body. It even wraps around organs and blood vessels. And as I mentioned a minute ago, some of those vessels are smaller or thinner than a human hair. And some of the important things to remember about your lymphatic system are that it's kind of the bridge between your small intestine and your blood and your blood system in terms of nutrient delivery. So your lymphatic fluid consists of a lot of water-soluble amino acids. And amino acids all work together to build proteins in your body. It also would have sugars and essential fatty acids and lots of enzymes and even hormones and neurotransmitters, as well as salts and lots of waste products. And this is because the lymphatic system has several main jobs. So I want you to kind of think of all of those vessels that are running through your body a little bit like a trucking system on our highways. And so once the nutrients have been delivered to the cells by those little trucks that that are out there delivering nutrients, those trucks turn into garbage trucks and carry the waste products away from the cell and back into the lymphatic vessels to either destroy, break down, or incinerate all the stuff, and I'll get to the differences in a bit. And then the Peyer's patches are, kind of, like I said, they're these oval-shaped structures that look a little like nodes that are wrapped all around the small intestine, and their function is to actually be that total bridge between your small intestine, where your food's being digested, and the bloodstream. So they help to deliver the nutrients from the that your body's breaking down in your small intestine and then get it into your bloodstream so that it can be carried to your cells. Now, it also will absorb these nutrients into the lymphatic system for delivery. And like I said, there's about 10 times more lymphatic fluid in your body than there is blood, so it's more likely that that lymphatic fluid will come in contact with your cells. So because there are things like red blood cells and platelets and plasma proteins that can't pass through the walls of tiny capillaries, so it needs your lymphatic system to be able to deliver those out to your blood cells. And I mean, out to your the cells in your body. And there is also a mixture of disease-fighting and toxin-destroying lymphocytes in or leukocytes in your body. So there'll be white blood cells, like B cells, and there will also be T lymphocytes that help to fight off the microbes. So the difference between these two is that B cells make antibodies and attack at bacteria and toxins, while the T cells attack body cells that have been taken over by a virus or have become cancerous. So they actually chew them up. So lymphocytes secrete a certain kind of fluid that that keeps all the other cells in your body functioning properly. So we often see lots and lots of those at any kind of site of chronic infection. So you can see that while some of the white blood cells present in the lymphatic fluid would actually chew up invaders, some of the others will actually take the waste product, like toxins, or inappropriate cells, like viral cells or bacterial cells or cancer cells, and take them back to the lymph nodes where they are incinerated and then dispersed and taken out as waste products in your body. Now, it's time for us to take our first break. I have no idea how the time always passes by so fast, but here we go. We're off to a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little more about how this lymph system is connected to your breath. I'll see you in just a minute.
Each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available, but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about your lymphatic system and its connection to your breast health and your health in general. And I want to remind you that you can call in at 800-930-2819 or send me a message via the instant feedback if you're listening through Transformation Talk Radio. So before the break, we were talking about the lymphatic system and all the parts and pieces and how it works to deliver nutrients to your cells and then take the waste products away. I gave you the link to my blog where you can get some illustrations. Again, that's omgallergyfree.com. And there you can see those illustrations, you know, that old thing, like I said before, a picture's worth a thousand words. And so right before the break, we were talking about the importance of your lymphatic system and how it is the bridge between your small intestine where your food is digested and your blood system, and how your lymphatic system is actually responsible to carry nutrients all the way out to remote cells in your body. And then once it does that, it changes from like a delivery truck into a garbage truck, and it picks up the cellular waste and carries it back into your lymphatic system, where either white blood cells or B or T lymphocytes will destroy it or take it back to a lymph node for incineration. So, you know, when you've probably done this to your children, or your mom did it to you when you were a child, you'd say, "I have a sore throat," and she'd feel at those places under your jawline and say, "Oh, that's kind of swollen." But what she was feeling are lymph nodes. And when lymph nodes become swollen, it's a sign that they're actually working, that there's an infection, a viral infection, a bacterial infection going on, or even cancer cells that are being taken back to those lymph nodes for processing. And it actually heats up in there and acts a little bit like an incinerator to break these tissues down. Now, one of the things I want you to keep in mind is that your lymphatic fluid, which I've already mentioned, you have about 6 to 10 times more lymphatic fluid than blood in your body, is supposed to be about the same consistency and the same pH as milk. And so it flows easily, and that's really important. And the flowing means that we're getting delivery of nutrients, and we're getting the garbage taken out, so everything's working fine. But there are a few things that can block the flow of that lymphatic fluid, and so I want to talk to you a little bit about those. So one of the things that can keep lymphatic fluid from getting where it needs to go is a sedentary lifestyle. And I don't know about you, but I spend a lot of time on my computer, sitting at a desk, sitting at a table, working, sitting down. Well, this creates a problem in that if you look on those illustrations, you can see that your lymphatic fluid goes, you know, all the way through your body. And if you're sitting all the time, you're actually causing some backups right there at the groin area where it's not able to get down to your feet as much. That's why some people who sit a lot experience problems with swollen ankles, you know, that kind of thing. So the best thing you can do if you have a sedentary job, here's one of my tips for today, is to simply point and flex your feet. There's a lot of muscle involvement in pointing and flexing your feet that work all the way up through the big muscles in your thighs. And so just sitting and once an hour pointing and flexing your feet a few times, you know, 5 to 10 or more times, will actually create both blood flow and lymphatic flow in your body. This is a great tip. If you, like me, have a, you know, somewhat sedentary job. Now, a few other things that can block that lymphatic flow are ill-fitting clothing. And this is where breast tissue really comes into play. If women, please take this reminder to go and have an appropriate bra fitting. It's really, really important. Having a well-fitting bra, it can be the link between healthy breast tissue and breast cancer. Because when you're wearing underwire bras, especially, that do not fit correctly, you are actually, or your bra is too small, or it allows things to rub and pinch, what's happening is that you are constricting the flow of lymphatic fluid into and away from your breast. And this creates a huge problem because now there's not enough nutrients getting into that tissue to keep it healthy, and we're not getting the waste products taken away. One of the other things that is a real big involvement in lymph, in the disruption of lymphatic flow is actually an antiperspirant. Now, deodorant is completely different. Deodorant is just, doesn't stop the wetness, it just stops the wetness from smelling. And I know if you live in a hot place, it's very tempting to wear antiperspirant all the time when it's hot. But I've got to tell you that you really need to step away from the antiperspirant and stick with deodorant. And for those of you who are water ionizing folks, pH 2.5 water, ionized water, is an excellent deodorant. Now, the reason that the antiperspirants are problematic is that they actually shut off the flow of sweat. And sweat is one of the ways that your body sends out toxins. And under your armpit, where it's nice and warm and moist under there, we really need that removal of toxins. And if we use the antiperspirant, actually block that and create a real backup in those nodes under your arm. So during the next commercial break, I want you to do something. I want you to examine your armpit. So I'll give those instructions right before it's time for us to go to commercial break. Because when you get an idea of what's going on in there in your armpit, you'll have a very, very good idea of what's happening in the lymphatic fluid throughout your entire body. Now, a few of the other things that can really cause your lymphatic fluid not to flow properly is an accumulation of oxidation. Oxidation, if you've listened to me very many times, happens when free radicals attack healthy cells to steal electrons. And one of the most easily oxidized tissues in your body is fat. And your lymphatic system has a lot of fat. It's mostly fat and protein. And normally those would repel each other. But through oxidation, those fat cells and the protein cells can lose their charge, and then they can start to clump together. And when this happens, the consistency of your lymphatic fluid begins to change. And it changes from something like milk into something more like thick, like buttermilk. And as that progresses, it will change into something that's a little bit more like cottage cheese. So any of you who've looked at your thighs or your bum and said, oh my gosh, that looks like cottage cheese, that is really just backed up lymphatic fluid. So cellulite is backed up trapped lymphatic fluid. So that's something important to keep in mind. So as that fluid begins to get even thicker and stickier, it changes into something that's like yogurt. And then it's like cottage cheese. And it goes from buttermilk to yogurt to cottage cheese to Parmigiano Reggiano. So when I give you these instructions, which I'm going to do right now, and you go into the bathroom mirror and then you lightly touch it, very, very lightly touch it, and it feels hard, then you'll, like a chunk of Parmesan, then you'll know what state your lymphatic system is in. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to go into the bathroom mirror and put the palm of your hand right at the base of your head on your neck, and go ahead and swing your arm, your elbow out just a little bit so that it's parallel. And then I want you to look at that and examine that breast, that tissue that's under your armpit. It should actually be caved in. It should be concave. If it's flat, then you have a slight backup. If it's rounded out, then you have a more severe backup. Then I want you to lightly touch it. Hardly any more pressure than a feather. I want you to touch it and see how it feels. Does it feel really soft and pliable? Does it feel a little stiff? Is it really hard like a rock? I'm a trained lymphatic drainage therapist, and I actually have developed my own style of lymphatic drainage. So I've seen it all. I've seen things, lymph nodes that are swollen like a tiny pea, all the way up to things that look like a half of a grapefruit under someone's armpit. So I want you to go and take a look. And then if you've got questions, be sure to call in or to instant message me, and we'll get your questions answered. But right now, it's time for another break. Like I'm saying, it's going fast today. And so I want you to take some time to examine while you're listening to the important message from our sponsors. I'll be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their life.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about your lymphatic system and how it's connected to breast health. And one of the things I mentioned just before the break is that movement was important. We were talking about pointing and flexing your toes, but toe tapping also works. So that music Ryan just put on was a real toe tapper. So think of that even things as simple as listening to upbeat music that makes you want to tap your toes is a great way to improve your lymphatic system. So thanks, Brian. That was a good reminder. So right before the break, we talked about how important it is to keep your lymphatic fluid moving along and that there are some simple techniques to determine exactly the health of your lymphatic system. And one of them was by going in and examining your armpit. There's another one that's also super easy, and that is to take your fingers and as lightly as possible, just run your fingers down the outside, that kind of where the really pale, white, fleshy parts, well, mine are really white and fleshy because I'm such a white-skinned person, where it starts to around the corner and you start to have tissue on your arm that has a little more pigment in it. Right there, if you just feel down from your wrist to your elbow very lightly, and it feels a little bit lumpy in there, that's a sign that your lymphatic system is a little backed up. Now, we were talking about some of the reasons that your lymphatic system is backed up. Part of that is because of lack of movement. Now, part of it's also based on our diet. Some of the things that can create a backup in your lymphatic system is by actually consuming a diet that's too high in protein. Now, it takes about somewhere between 30 and 45 grams of protein being actually broken down and absorbed by your body to have a really well-functioning body. Anything more than that can actually cause something called hyperproteinemia, and you can really damage your lymphatic system. You can make it way too thick and sticky by having too many high-protein foods. A lot of sugary foods will create a problem in your lymphatic fluid, causing it to thicken up. So the best ways to avoid that and to promote really good, healthy lymphatic fluid is to drink lots of water, preferably nicely pre-filtered, ionized water. That's always going to be my favorite. And then the other thing is to eat lots of vegetables. In fact, your dinner plate, your lunch plate, even your breakfast plate should be filled with at least 2/3 of fruits and vegetables, and only 1/3 of something else, grains some other kind of protein. So I really highly recommend that you look at your diet. And then anytime you're eating things you're allergic to, as I've talked about in other radio broadcast shows, it'll create this whole system of histamines that come, and that can really thicken up your lymphatic system. So anything you're allergic to can really cause a problem with your lymphatic flow. Lack of exercise ill-fitting clothing, especially for women, bras and panties and pantyhose, that kind of thing. And for men, get rid of those whitey-tighties. Those got to go. This is another tip for you. Just like I explained to the women that breast health is dependent on a well-fitting bra, the other thing that we want to focus on is you men, for prostate health, even though that we're really talking about breast health today, but this is all about lymphatic flow, you really got to make sure that you've tossed out those whitey-tighties and you're wearing boxers or boxer briefs. And women, your panties are the same. You want to make sure that it's not cutting in at that groin area and the elastic isn't creating a problem. So boy shorts or, you know, something with a high-cut leg, you want to look for something that's not going to impede the flow of lymphatics fluid through your groin area. Now, so now that we've established the fact that we need this stuff to flow, I want to explain to you some ways that you can create a better flow. Now, these are going to be part of the tip. So from now until the end of the show, we're going to be kind of combining some facts with some tips. So there is a really great way to to increase your breast health, and it's super easy. And I want you to keep in mind that it has something to do with what you're eating and drinking. Again, lots of water, lots of water, lots of water, lots of fruits and vegetables. But there's some key fruits and vegetables and spices that will really get things moving along. One of those is to eat spicy foods, things with cayenne pepper, mustard, ginger, those kinds of things, anything kind of hot and spicy. And the reason that it's helpful to your lymphatic system is a multi-purpose, but one of the most important things to keep in mind is that it actually increases blood flow. And when blood is coursing through your veins, it actually causes your lymphatic fluid to move as well, because many of your lymphatic vessels wrap all around your blood vessels. And so just the movement of blood moving through your body actually increases the lymph flow as well. So that's one thing to keep in mind. The second thing is to make sure that you are eating mineral-rich foods, so lots of greens, particularly kale and collards and those kinds of things, along with brightly colored fruits and vegetables, things like sweet potatoes, amazing, amazing vitamin A content, winter squashes, all those brightly colored things, and coming right into season for that. And so, look at increasing the amount of color on your plate. The more color there is on your plate, the more mineral-rich, the more antioxidant-rich, and the better it is to keep your lymphatic system healthy. Now, there's yet another thing that I want to talk to you about, and that is a certain type of very, very, very light massage that can really help stimulate your lymphatic fluid. So in addition to that pointing and flexing that I told you was so important, any kind of exercise that causes your foot to point and flex, from swimming, and if you're going to swim, please make it in a saltwater pool if at all possible, because that chlorine is a kind of problematic. So swimming and rebounding. Now, a lot of people get those little mini trampolines and they jump on them. That actually compacts your lymphatic fluid. You want to actually walk on it. You want to walk on it so that you're actually rolling your foot. So you have the ball of your foot, the heel of your foot, the heel of your foot, the ball of your foot. You want to make sure that those muscles are flexing there at your ankle. And that is an amazing, amazing, amazing way to get your lymphatic fluid moving. And there are some great rebounding or mini tramps out there. And one really great one is called the Freedom Spring. It's manufactured was designed by one of my colleagues. He's a biological medicine dentist in L.A., in the Los Angeles area, and he developed something called a Freedom Spring. So I would highly encourage you to investigate that, because it allows you to do more than one thing at one time. So if you're kind of short on time, you can actually get in weight resistance and lymphatic cardiac kind of exercise at the same time. So I highly recommend that. Any time you're lifting weights or doing resistance training, you're going to be stressing muscles, and muscles create lymphatic movement. So all forms of exercise are great. Now for the light massage. So what I want you to think about is that when you're having one of these massages, it should be the lightest, barely more pressure than a feather would put on your skin. And so if you're doing it yourself, which you can just gently sweep along your tissue and always move everything back to the center of your body. Now, here's yet another great way to effectively, really effectively, get that lymphatic fluid moving throughout your body is through dry brushing. Now, dry brushing, if you've never experienced it, is really a great experience. And I highly recommend that you do it a minimum of twice a week. And if you can manage to get it in your schedule every other day or every day for a while you have backup, you are going to see some huge improvements in that cellulite, in that, you know, swelling under your armpits, in the tenderness of your breast, in the fibrocystic tissue in breast. You're going to see dramatic changes. So what happens is that you get a brush that's barely more stiff than a baby brush, really, really soft bristles, and you just brush over one thing, like taking the brush and working it from your ankle to your knee, all around your leg, and do that a couple of times all the way around. And then you move from your knee to your thigh. Then you move from your thigh up to the center of your body. And then you do the same thing by starting with your fingertips and going to your elbow. And then from your elbow to your shoulder, and then from your shoulder to the center of your body. It's a little trickier to do to your back, so you want to make sure you have a long handle on that brush. And you do the same thing. You're moving everything to the center of your body. You make sure that you're working your buttocks. You're working your entire body, kind of sweeping over your body at least twice. That's a really practical, great way to create some really good flow in your lymphatic system. The next thing that we look at is alternating hot and cold water in your shower. Now, this could not be easier to do. It doesn't require any purchase of anything. You're just going to, at the end of your shower, get the water as hot as you can, and then in one fell swoop, turn it down till it's as cold as you can stand. Now, in colder climates, northern climates, that water's going to be a little colder, so you don't have to switch it all the way to cold, but most of the way to cold. In southern climates, get that thing all the way down to the coldest setting, and let that water flow over your whole body for a few seconds, and then switch it back to as hot as you can make the water and stand it, and then go back to cold, always ending your shower with the cold cycle. This is really important because this does a lot of things. It gets your blood moving. It gets your lymphatic fluid moving. You just get things moving in general. And so those are some really practical steps to getting your lymphatic fluid moving. Now, when it comes to actual breast massage, again, it's really important for all you women and men. Remember, the rates of breast cancer in men are rising too. What I want you to do is actually start at the center of your breast with the nipple and very lightly move it all the way out away from your body. So to the center of your body, toward the armpit, down under and towards the center of your body. Very lightly move that. You can lie down is the easiest way, or like I had you before, you know, putting one arm behind your head and using your other hand to gently move that fluid. Now, if you're fortunate enough to find a therapist in your area that uses a piece of equipment called a LymphStar Pro. This LymphStar is an amazing, amazing tool to actually give that lymphatic fluid back its proper charges. Remember, I said some of the reasons that the lymphatic fluid gets thick and gel-like or worse is because the fat and the proteins have lost their charge due to oxidation. So when you use this little wand. It actually will give that fluid back its proper charge and allow it to flow again. It's one of the most miraculous pieces of equipment that I've ever had in my office. I have watched breast lumps that were scheduled for biopsy or lumpectomy disappear below my fingers when I use that piece of equipment. Now, after the break, I will provide you with an email, with a website where you can go and find a practitioner in your area. I have trained lymphatic therapists all around the country. This site will have a list of people who've been trained that I haven't trained, so be more likely that you'll be able to find practitioners all over the country who have that piece of equipment that can really help get this lymphatic fluid moving in your body.
Within this city, we built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Hi, we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and today we are talking about your lymphatic fluid and breast health and the connection. And so before the break, we were talking about all kinds of practical ways to maintain or regain the flow of lymphatic fluid throughout your body, including your breast. Now, I mentioned right before the break that there is a particular piece of equipment called a LymphStar Pro, and I wanted to give you the website for that before we go back and kind of wrap everything up for the day. So the actual web address for that company is www.arcstar.com, and let me spell that for you. It's a little hard to pronounce. It's ARCTURUSSTAR, so arcturusstar.com. And there you'll be able to connect with some professionals who have produced the equipment and have a list of practitioners all across the country. So that will really help you find a trained and potentially certified lymphatic drainage therapist in your area that uses that particular piece of equipment. That, like I said, that piece of equipment, it kind of almost magical in the results that it produces. So, again, you know, just some really quick tips. We want to make sure that we're avoiding anything we're allergic to. Now, if you have any questions about that, you can listen back to archives of my radio show, you know, back to the beginning where I started talking to you about the importance of avoiding certain high allergy products, things like wheat and dairy products and corn and eggs and a few of the really big ones. One of the other things to really watch out for is genetically modified organisms in your food. These seem to be creating a high rate of activity in your body for viral and bacterial overload for your lymphatic system, and that can really slow it down and keep it from moving. The other thing that you want to do is make sure that you're getting some exercise every day. And like I said, if you're sitting at a desk, at least point and flex your feet. Raise your arm up above your head as often as you can. Reach your arm out in front of you as often as you can. You know, just small movements every hour make a big difference, and they all add up. Take the stairs instead of the elevator. Park at the furthest most parking spot from the grocery store or from your office or whatever so that you have a little more time to walk. Get out at lunchtime and walk around the building or take a short walk or, you know, eat your lunch in the park or, you know, do something where you can get a little bit of activity. And so I want you to remember also that a well-fitting bra is absolutely, absolutely, absolutely key. Go find a good bra fitter. If you live in an area that has specialty shops that will make your bras or customize your bras to fit your body, that is the best way to go, and avoiding as many synthetic fabrics in your bra as possible, really helpful. Don't forget to do a monthly breast exam, and at the same time that you're doing the exam, you can actually start it by doing this light touch that takes your fingers, starting at the center of your breast and working away very lightly, like a feather, all the way around. Then you go just slightly with slightly more pressure and then slightly more pressure, and then you'll be able to feel anything that's in that breast that could possibly be problematic. And if you do find something problematic, don't panic. The first thing to do is make an appointment with your lymphatic therapist. See if you can resolve that. If it doesn't resolve within a few days, then it's time to go ahead and check out a computer regulation thermography studio to have an assessment done of that tissue. And I want to tell you that next week we are going to have a really special guest that's going to join me. Her name is Shelley. She's from Canada, and she is a representative of my other favorite piece of equipment in my office, which is computer regulation thermography. It is absolutely the gold standard for early detection of breast issues. So I look forward to seeing you on live on the radio next week. Be sure and write in with your questions. Put the time aside so you can ask Shelley questions. And we will see you next Wednesday at noon Pacific, all the way to 3 Eastern, here on WBLQ and Transformation Talk Radio. Everybody have a happy, healthy week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
Oh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hello, everyone. This is Cosmic Connections with Madeline. This is Madeline Gerwick.
This is Saskia Roel. You're listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, you guys. This is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Alive and Shine with Adnan Savitri.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christine Epchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeff Lineweaver, and you are listening to Dialogue Radio on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Fired Up with CJ.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.